This week's show is dedicated to autism and female intimate health, and it's inspired by my beautiful niece, 8 years of age. We really are going to have girl talk. It's going to be emotional. It's going to empower somebody, and it's going to just transform lives for these autistic girls growing into females, and for the autistic women that are already young adults or older adults. I pray by God's grace this will be a blessing for you today. I'm Jenny Russell, welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on podcasts, available on Alexa, Android, iOS, whichever way you get your shows. We are here to serve every aspect of health by God's grace. How you doing? So I hope, like me, that you do remember that you too are blessed and highly favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to somebody's problem and the answer to someone's prayer. And today, I pray, this show is the answer to those seeking solutions for autism. My girl and I, we had some beautiful talk. And I'm telling you, she inspired me so much. I dedicate this show to you, beautiful, beautiful Ellie. But of course, we're dancing first. I'm gonna use this when I do my next unfiltered, because that's what it is, it's girls talk. Look, everybody has a theme tune, and this is mine, and actually I think it's a perfect tune because this is girls talk. So I want to really have this whole conversation around autism, and it's based around my beautiful, beautiful niece. So literally my pelvic secrets, I just came home and felt inspired. But what pelvic secrets can I share for young girls to emotionally empower them? And these are girls and women who are on the autistic spectrum, and this is really going to help them to understand how we're going to unpack their nervous system health, because that drives everything, right? Their sensory processing, that is nervous system sensory processing, and their social connections, because obviously that shapes their intimate well-being from girlhood into womanhood. And we don't usually think about the different emotional terrains for autism in girls. We don't maybe recognize that, you know, when we think this tantrums and these things are happening to them, that actually they're putting themselves into fight flight. So they're kind of overloading the adrenals. They're drawing down on cortisol. And first of all, it peaks. And then when it drops, it has a massive effect on all the other sex hormones. So this is really, really important. And we need to try and help them to move from this default position of fight flight, sensory, social masking, misdiagnosis or late diagnosis, which creates a body that's really at ease, into a position that's the complete opposite. Because the result of that, like I said, is chronic cortisol, it's poor vagal tone, it's shallow breathing, it's gut-brain disruption, and all of these will have a long-term effect on pelvic health and emotional resilience. And I'm so sorry that I've not been able to cover this show beforehand on this topic, because when you do Her Health and Happiness, you start to learn from people all the time. There is so much to our intimate health, and so much that impacts our intimate health or is impacted by our intimate health the mindful is mad. And this is why I want to create this movement towards empowerment globally around the world, because this is really, really important. Because a tense mind is a tense pelvis. And this is what we need to try and move women away from. So I'm going to start by... So I went to Brighton to see my brother and my sister-in-law and my nieces at the weekend. And there was a Caribbean event down in Brighton. So I went down there. And it started... we was having a conversations and we've got to prepare to get out of the house. Anyway, we come back and I'm upstairs in my niece's bedroom. And she says, Jenny, Auntie Jenny, because she knows she has to call me Auntie Jenny. If she calls me Jenny, I just ignore her. And she goes, Auntie Jenny. So she calls me Auntie Jenny. I want to read you this poem I made up. So she's on her bed, I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm like, go ahead. Because you know me, I love a bit of spoken word. She picks her notebook up and she starts to read. And this poem was so beautiful, so fluid. And she turns the page. Now I can tell you, there's nothing written on the paper, you know. There is nothing written on the paper. Then she does another one. Love is paradise. She ends the line. The last line is, because when you really know love, you know you fall in love with your own personality. I had to pick my bottom lip off the floor. I'm just like, is this girl for real? She's, Auntie Jenny, there's nothing on the paper. Like, I can't see that. There's nothing on the paper. It was amazing. Anyway, I was in the moment. They were beautiful. I ran downstairs and got my phone. I filmed her again. And I'm going to play the next poem to you now. Now, like I said, my email address is pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. My Instagram is @pelvicsecrets, same as TikTok. Come back to me. If you know anyone that has these issues and you want to look and share, because I want her to be a part of a movement that actually inspires the change for young girls like herself, who are trying to understand themselves, trying to understand the mind and the body they live in, and understand the dynamics of how they fit into families and how they express themselves and how they're received. I think this is very, very important. She is she's a change agent. That's what she is to me. She's a change agent. And I want to be able to empower her. And I also want to be able to use that to help empower her sister. Because I absolutely adore my nieces. And I understand the challenge from both ends. There's a difference in age gap. There's a difference in where they are. But I want to be able to empower both of them. But I really want to dedicate this show to my beautiful niece, Ellie. And I really want to dedicate it to my brother, my sister-in-law, and my other beautiful niece, Sadie Rose. I want to dedicate this show to them and to thank them for giving me permission to be able to do this. And for thanking Ellie for trusting me and communicating with me in the way in which she does. So I really hope you find this next piece, again, that she read from blank paper. And then when I started to record it, it's lovely. It goes off at a tangent slightly, but it's powerful. It's really, really powerful.
I'm going to explain a poem and read you out a 2-page poem of a motive that I really, really support. Don't let Monday ruin your Sunday. If you're like me, you're autistic, or you have struggles in life, and every Sunday you wake up, when it gets later and later in the day, you realise, oh no, I'm so close to Monday, I have to go to school, or I have to go to work, or wherever you have to go, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. I want to be happy and be ready for the next day. Just realise, is it Monday today? No. Enjoy the moment in the moment. Don't let the next day ruin the day now. Because is it Monday today? I don't think so. I think it's Sunday. Not Monday, Sunday. So please, everyone, and everyone who's ever going to listen, you need to know that when it does get to that Monday and you wake up, instead of being stressed or starting to get a bit fizzy or starting to get a bit angry that it's that day. Instead of pushing it down and dimming your light and making sure that it's not as bright as you can be, don't try and push that thing away from you. Try and look at the positive things in that. For example, say it's a work interview, I'm really nervous and I don't want it to be today, why can't it be next week Monday? Oh, I'm really nervous. How about thinking, well, guess what might happen if I do get the job? I'll have a job to support my family and to have good times. And one thing that's kind of out of this, don't let Monday ruin your Sunday, get a job you like doing. For example, when I'm older, I want to be a...
What do you want to be?
I know what you want to call poetry.
You want to be a spoken word artist?
I want to be a spoken word artist. And for example, say you love singing a lot, but it's not really that much of a job, it's more of a hobby. Why don't you first start by writing... This is not in my poem, but thank you for listening to that poem. Why don't you first start by writing what you want? Then you can post them on whatever socials or live things your parents or you want to do, and you feel comfortable and safe on doing. Then people will start liking. You'll start getting money. Then you start singing your songs and going bigger. Say you like other things. Start filming it. Start making it what you love to do. Don't force yourself to do something because it pays well. Just carry on. It might not look good now, but it will look good later. Thank you for listening. Don't let Monday ruin.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, isn't that absolutely powerful? I mean, she just tells you straight as it is, don't let Monday ruin your Sunday. It's really amazing. So they have this whole emotional terrain that I just mentioned before we played her little poem that she read, the third one. It's just so, you know, it's so powerful, so intelligently put. And as I said, there was nothing written on the paper, but the fluidity and the articulation and the diction is amazing. But there are just a few things that we could do to really possibly help the parents. So this is me to help my brother and my sister, to help my sister-in-law, to help the parents, to help the brothers and sisters of the children, and to help the children themselves and to recognise different ways we can do things. So I do know, and from that, my sister-in-law told me about the show on Netflix, Parenthood. And I'm not a big TV person, but I've shifted from Law and Order to Parenthood. And I can see that, you know, the older brother, Adam, and where he sort of takes on everything for everybody. Everybody goes to him for help and for direction and stuff. But he has that challenge in his house of his son that he can't connect to. And that's a really hard thing to be able to connect with them and to understand the dynamics of why they want to be. It has to be this. And you can't force yourself on them, but there are ways in which you can understand. So we know already they have restricted nutrition. Now, I've had this conversation with my sister-in-law as well this morning. As I said, I have permission. And And she mentioned that some of the foods that Ellie stopped eating, she started to eat again, which is great. But the thing that you have to recognize about restricted nutrition means it's going to affect neurology and hormones. It's going to affect the central nervous system and how the body communicates, and it's going to affect the hormones as they move into and go through puberty. So they often are very picky eaters. I've seen that by my niece, and it's driven by sensory aversion usually. And so that is about texture, taste and smell. So they kind of have this thing. And when I watch Parenthood, it's like, you know, it's about colour, it's about this, it's about different things. But then the biggest nutrient gaps they have is about magnesium, zinc, omega-3s and B vitamins. And so you have to understand what those vitamins and minerals do for the body. The neurotransmitters that they impact, which impacts then their mood, their sleep and regulation. The hormones, definitely the hormonal challenges there are huge, right? And that can, it can either bring on early puberty, it could even be late puberty, but that puberty can impact periods and menstruation and make them irregular because you have hormonal imbalance because you have all these elevated levels of cortisol that can drop, that go up so high. And when they drop, the DHEA drops, and then you've got all these different types of problems with estrogen, either overload or not enough, and progesterone, which balances estrogen. So you have all these issues. This can lead to regular periods, and it can also then affect fertility later on when they form relationships and they may want to try to have their own family. But also, you know, but before that, it affects gut function because they don't know how to let go. And so constipation could be a thing they experience. And so we've spoken about constipation before, and it's really seen as not letting go. So their feminine energy is being suppressed because the masculine is driving everything. And that feminine energy is about nurturing, it's about care, and it's about compassion, it's about connection. And that's the part of their body that's being suppressed and held down. So we need to focus on trying to get the gut health well, because remember, the foundation of your health is in your gut, number one. Number two, if the digestive system is not happy, the detoxification system won't be happy. And we know already with the elevated levels of stress that the liver is also stressed, and it's a big detoxification pathway. And if you have those two parts stressed, you will have hormonal imbalance, which you know already is something that's there. So the better the gut health, the better the bladder, bowel, brain and period health. So if you want to start with something, you start with the gut. But that's the challenge you have, because you've got the challenge of trying to get to a point where the texture, the smell and the taste becomes different. And so this is where maybe they're cooking with you and you get them to cook and to understand texture and texture and taste and smell. And that's where going to allotments, going to the farmer's market, getting involved, you know, in the growing of your own may actually help to improve that gut health. But it's also where you need to understand what supplements the child needs if you're struggling to get them to eat. And especially when you want the magnesium to relax, the zinc is for respiratory response as well, and the omega-3s, which you know is for sensory communication, and B vitamins, again, because you want it for gut health, brain health, neurotransmission. So there's a lot to it. But at least that will help you to kind of understand. And then you have superpowers. So we're going to talk about the superpowers because we don't recognize sometimes that their creativity or their imagination or their sensitivity are actually superpowers. They are actually their strengths, because my niece is a very expressive, very articulate, and a deeply creative young lady. She loves to draw, she loves to create, she loves to speak, she loves to share, as you've been blessed to listen to. But these strengths can help them to reconnect with their bodies. And it can help them to reconnect with their bodies, whether it's through movement of the whole body or just the hand, sound, auditory, and sensory play. So this helps them to express their emotions and the sensations that may otherwise be trapped in the body. My niece loves to dance. She just loves to dance. And she went up by the stage. She was interviewed as well at the Caribbean event we went to at the weekend. It was fantastic. So, you know, if you're not a family of dancers, get into dancing. Dance, rhythm, story, music, even the fashion release that I've started doing is great because they're not luxuries. They actually are regulation tools. And those regulation tools really do help. And being able to have this conversation, the way in which we've spoken, has really inspired my niece. And it's really good because whilst it's inspiring her, it's given her a sense of purpose. And when she has a sense of purpose, it's calming the system. Because now she wants to write more. Now she wants to do more. Now she knows she's a force for good. She knows she's a force for change. She knows she's a change agent for autistic children. And that is a very, very superpower. Very, very powerful superpower to have. She's Superman's little sister. That's who she is. She's Supergirl. Supergirl. That's who she is. Now I'm going to play you a couple of her little clips that she also shared about being unique and other bits, because she's, when she speaks and she's got some lines, when she likes you and she tells you that you're good, she'll make your head swell too. It's a wonderful position to be in, but it's wonderful to hear her speak and express herself. And I want that to be able to be the love that she can start to share with her sister and not the arguing. That's what I really want. And that will come with time, but I'm so happy that we're able to do something. You start where you are, you use what you have, you do what you can.
I am.
I said, Jenny's beautiful, unique, and she's got a very, very, very nice personality because, you know, that she's really special. All of you guys are special. Everyone is special in their own unique ways.
Thank you. I love you. I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too, Auntie Jenny. What Auntie Jenny has said to me, I would respect you a lot more if you could say Auntie Jenny and not Jenny, because it makes me feel more special. Everyone has their own rules. For example, I play with some people online that I know, and I play with them. I ask them, is your name actually, for example, their name? And they say, is it just your name in the game, or is it actually your name? And they said, no, it's a fake name. And I asked, okay, well, do you think I can know your actual name? They're like, sorry, it's privacy. I said, I respect your rules, because a true friend would respect your rules and not force them to say personal stuff that they don't want the friend to know.
Wow, I'll tell you, I'm giving this girl a job. I know a job.
Do I have to?
Yeah, because you just said it so good.
Well, I was saying that, everyone's unique because there's only one of them. There might be, for example, say there's two Jennies.
Mm.
One of them might like pink, one of them might like blue. They might be twins though. Like, pink, that means you're really unique in your own way. And in mental health purposes, Do you want to feel sad on purpose? You probably don't. So how about, instead of thinking about the sad things, think about the positive things? Because some people forget about the positive things, so they're so focused on the not good kind of mental health things, and it's just not really good for you.
Tell them no, 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 no. Too close to the edge now. Only thing they got is toxicity. Think you need a cleanse, clear the shit out. You got the facts, but they ain't got yours. You've done enough, but they still want more. You've been a good friend down to the core. Oh, oh. Hold up, baby, don't take it. It ain't friendship if they just fake it. You don't need to put up with their bullshit. Tell them no, 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 no. Hold up, baby, don't.
trying to make sure that the words fit the show. And I think those words fit the show so well. So, you have got the little videos that I converted to MP3s that I took off my cousin, my niece even, at the weekend. And it just gives you an insight into, obviously I know there's different types. I went to the Classic Car Show a couple of months ago and I met this wonderful, two wonderful guys. And one of them actually works with autistic children. So I sent those to him because when I first spoke to him, I was like, oh, I need to talk to you. And he just said, she is something else. She's so special. He was almost moved to tears. He just loved her articulation. And, you know, it's a different spectrum. He works with autistic children that are completely nonverbal. I've got a friend that works with autistic children that are nonverbal. So, of course, there's a whole different spectrum. And this then makes that this show and the children that are in that position who cannot advocate for themselves verbally, it can make it harder. But if we as adults, as the carers around them, have a better understanding of, you know, how we can improve their gut health to prepare them for their puberty and menstrual health, it will really help. And so we need to recognize, you know, what happens. Because a lot of the times when you have irregular periods, it comes back to gut health. Because at the end of the day, what you need to be able to do for somebody, this is where I have she comes first. It starts with self. So either they can express themselves or, you know, as my niece has done so beautifully, or they express through different ways. And if it's not audible, we find it very hard and challenging because we cannot understand their language. But their language of love is different. We have to do it in different ways. Some don't like touch, some do. But maybe we create little tools I'm going to share shortly that will help us to connect with them. But we have to find a way to connect them to their gut. Because whatever's going on inside of them, the minute they raise that cortisol level and they've got too much cortisol, their hormones are out of whack anyway. And that's the reason why they struggle with periods. Because if they have continuous elevated and then the cortisol drops so low, it creates such a big problem for them. They're going to have big problems with hormone regulation, which means they're going to have problems in menstrual health and fertility. So we have to recognize that we have to balance the gut, whether we do it through the foods on the plate or through supplements, which is not the best way, but we have to get some way to do something. Then that we help them. And we have to be able to bring them to a point where they can manage their health. Those obviously, well, we have to manage it for them. We've got to work with them and do that. So we need to recognize that there are, if we can educate them, or if we can regulate them first, sorry. So education is something we want to do for everybody. But some people need regulating first. And if you're on that spectrum, you need regulation. So, and we can regulate people in three great ways. We can regulate through breath work because the breathing is everything. Whether no matter whether you're autistic, not autistic, sick, well, healthy, big, small, short, tall, thin, large, it doesn't matter. Breathing is everything. It's life force energy. So we can do breath work that we can adapt for sensory sensitivity. That's what we want to do, right? And it's also going to be that sensory sensitivity is going to be an internal working that's going to give the internal world the messaging through the sensory system that it is actually safe. That's what we need to get them to. And then I'm a fascia release therapist. That will help to, because that actually helps to regulate the central nervous system. But that's for safety and self-connection. And that's not going to be for everybody because not everyone's going to allow you to touch them. But what you do is you do a little bit at a time. And also in doing that and letting them know they're safe, because fascia is a collaborative effort, so they have to either flex and point the foot or rotate the leg or move the, you know, bend the knee and extend the leg. Because they're involved, you might not do 5 pass-throughs or 8 pass-throughs, but you might just do 2 or 3. But you get them to be involved and you get them to stand up after you've done one leg so they can, they may feel a bit off kilter or off balance. And then you say, all right, let me help you to get balanced. And you turn it into a game. That will help to bring back a level of safety bring a level of self-connection and also introduce the element of touch, and to know that they're safe being touched, and to also know the boundaries for touch. And then you've got gentle movement and grounding rituals, which really help them. I'm going to give you a couple of those shortly, but help them. And so we're regulating them first, and then we can educate them after. But we can support the parents by, so they can honour their daughter's emotional truth. That's not easy to do, right? Because as a parent yourself, you're going to be in the emotional roller coaster yourself because of the roller coaster you find yourself on. But you have to regulate your emotions in order for you to be emotionally empowered to regulate your child's emotions. And, you know, and this is why I played these clips that Eloise shared there, because it's like, you know, everyone's unique in their own unique way. We need to not want to rush to be socially conformed. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're designed for signs and wonders. This girl has been designed for signs and wonders, I'm telling you. And so when we start to recognize just how fearfully and wonderfully made we are, why can't I see? Then we are in the best position to be helpful to our nieces or our daughters or, you know, the friends, children around us. That really helps, right? And that we're going to do for, this is parents, right? They've got to foster their own self-regulation and co-regulation. And they will help their children to foster that. So, you know, it's like you've got to regulate yourself. It's like, what is self-regulation? Because people sort of thinking, well, you know, what does it mean to self-regulate? You know, that's the bit that you've got to understand. What is self-regulation and what is co-regulation? Why do we need to be able to do this as parents? Well, if we want to be able to help our children, we need to understand that it's a way of calming ourselves down, cheering ourselves up, and bringing ourselves back into balance, right? So self-regulation is the ability to recognize and manage your own internal state. So as a parent, you need to do that, because it's, you know, what happens is, I remember when my son was a baby and we'd gone somewhere and he wanted to be breastfed, and I was out in public and I didn't want to breastfeed him, and he was really, really crying and, you know, loud. And I could feel myself feeling embarrassed by the noise he was making. But he's a baby and his way of telling me he's hungry is to cry. So I have to understand that I'm getting a bit anxious and, you know, a bit sad or feeling a bit uncomfortable, but I've got to regulate myself. So it might just be about deep breaths. And, you know, see, yeah, thinking of that, I have Roger Federer on my Waze, and he's the voice I use for Waze. And sometimes he might say to you at the roundabout, take the third exit. And then he says, and if you're feeling tense, take a deep cleansing breath. And I love that statement. It just regulates you, right? Shipping, you know, or stepping away from a noisy room, using music, shipping, I was saying stepping, step away from a noisy room, use music, movement, journaling, or grounding to feel safe again, you know, and saying, I need a moment. So these are self-regulating tools that are for the children, but you can use them as adults. And I think if you use them as adults first, you'll see how powerful they are for yourself. Then you know they're powerful tools you can use for your daughter. You know, because as a parent, you need a moment too. I need a moment. So don't have a meltdown. Look, I'm trying to talk to you. No. Step away, right? And it's important because you need your own emotional independence and you need to show them that you have it. You need to show them that you can concentrate, communicate, and build your confidence and have resilience over time. And when you do that, that helps. So you do it. It won't happen in isolation. You need co-regulation, and this is the difference. So that's self-regulation. Co-regulation means you've got support, right? And you've got someone that helps you to feel safe. So my sister-in-law will do it for my brother will do it for my sister-in-law. It's a calm connection with another person that helps you to regulate your nervous system, and it can be done through tone, touch, presence, and patience. Patience is a virtue. So that's, you know, I mean, the same way a parent can gently rub a child's back, they can rub their spouse's back, right? But you can use eye contact to calm each other down and the right tone, you can touch the person's hand very gently. When I was sending Salad Master, I used to ask Jason a million questions. All he did was just put his hand on my shoulder and just look at me. And it just, woo, brings you right down. So like that person, actually, let's work together, let's breathe together. And it's good because it helps you self to understand how your brain and body connect and understand what calm feels like. It helps you to understand emotional safety and trust, and it helps you to self-regulate. So if you do it with each other as parents, it's so much easier to use it as a tool for your children. And that will help to help your daughter, my niece, to learn how to delay the emotional intense responses. It will help them to understand sensory overwhelm, and it will help them to now be able to flow and be able to go from co-regulation, which helps to build the capacity for self-regulation, which enhances independence and enhances emotional empowerment, which is emotional resilience. So this is what is really powerful about using those things. It really, really, really helps. Now, I'm going to play a trail. We've got about 9 minutes left, 10 minutes left, and I've got a lot more to pack in, but I really hope this is helping. PelvicSecrets@iCloud.com. Now, with my unfiltered, I'm going to carry on into the new year. Do you want an unfiltered platform for children to come together? Because it is something I would love my niece to be the host for, or to be a key speaker for, and to have a few other people there. If it's something you want, I really need your help and cooperation. I need responses, because this is proper. And honestly, until it's actually on your plate, in your hands, we don't recognize just how blessed we are with life. And we don't recognize these things. But the minute we can take something, because every seed of adversity also creates a seed of equal or greater opportunity, that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we are into the last 10 minutes of the show, and so we need to help our young girls and the girls who are already there to prepare for womanhood. So, you know, for my niece, we are blessed because, you know, this being highlighted for me, we could start early with stories, body maps, emotional charts. For those that are there already, it's never too late. We can actually just explain it to them in the same way. We can use emotional charts. We can use safe movements. Again, trampoline swings, massage. We can normalize self-touch for comfort, not shame, which I mentioned already. The fascia does allow us to do that. But women who are already in there, we can actually help them with trauma-informed pelvic therapy. We can reframe intimacy as safety, not performance. And we can give them tools that will help them to have supportive partnerships and sensory-friendly pleasure. We need to be able to do these things for our young girls. You know, in schools, the curriculum is for intimate health is absolute rubbish. It's absolute rubbish. You know, I remember my son with his Key Stage 2 book and come with the sperm fertilizer, the egg become. I'm like, wow, wow. We've just jumped the gun here. We haven't actually explained anything about intimate health and understanding the body, the anatomy, you know, what's what. We don't understand our sex and reproductive organs play a major role in stabilizing the trunk, in brain and cardiovascular function, in pelvic and spinal stability. You know, there's all those roles they play. We don't understand the foundation of the trunk as the gateway to the inner and outer world and the support for the trunk and the supporter of the legs and blah, blah, blah. We don't understand any of that stuff. And we need to explain that to our children first, especially children like this, who really need to understand their bodies inside out. And I just want to say, I'm going to give you some tips you can do, like in terms of breath work and whatever. But remember, autistic girls grow into autistic women. And their pelvic health journey, today, we have chosen to speak for them and speak up for them. But I'm not speaking in shame. I'm speaking in strength. I'm inspired by my niece, 100% inspired by my niece. You know, her body, their bodies deserve the same dignity, the same softness, the same sacred space as anyone else's. This is what this is about. I'm so blessed to use a space called Sacred Grounds for my unfiltered conversations. It's allowing us, it helps us to teach them early, to love them gently, to remind them often, you know, autistic or not, your body is not a burden. It really isn't. It is a brilliant, unique communication system. And all you're doing on platforms like this, listening to this radio show, attending Unfiltered, doing the She Comes First 60-day journey, is getting to understand it and not silence it. So it becomes this most powerful tool that you can use to transform your life and transform the relationship you have with yourself. You know, it's really important. But one of the things I teach in my book, Pelvic Floss Secrets, which you can buy from jennyrussell.com, it's still there. I have a thing where I talk about, you know, the beauty of breathing. And I talk about breathing being everything. When I used to teach my classes back in the day, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I would say the breathing is, and the whole class would go, everything, Jenny. It's like, yes, you know? And we start, right, with breath work, because we need to adapt it to honor sensory sensitivity. We need to adapt it for anxiety patterns. We need to adapt it for communication preferences. But it needs to feel safe, it needs to feel simple, and it needs to feel somatic so that it's not a performance or a test, right? So there, you know, there are a few things you can do. If you'd like some more information on this, pelvic secrets at iCloud.com, and I can send you the full information. But what's really nice is one of the ones that's really great for young girls that my niece will love is smell the flower, blow the candle. So literally, it's really about this sort of imaginative visual cue that engages both sides of the brain, the hemisphere, and also activates the parasympathetic pathway, the parasympathetic response, which is we're not in danger. We don't need elevated levels of cortisol, melatonin, serotonin. We can use those oxytocin. We're safe. But that means we're going to digest, rest, repair, rebuild, and refresh. That's the pathway. So literally, you give them the cue. Pretend they're smelling a flower. So they inhale. Oh, that flower smells beautiful. Oh, you've got a candle to blow. Yeah? So it's a real simple cue that gets them to use both sides of the brain, which is fantastic because then you're using male and female, feminine and masculine energy, you know? But if you've got high-functioning girls who like patterns but dislike holding their breath, then what they can do is inhale for four, exhale for four, and then pause for two. My niece will love that. Taking that breath in, then breathing at the same pace. Stop. Take the breath in. Breathe out at the same pace. Stop. It's, you know, but do it really nicely, right? So they're not having long holds, but it's gentle, it's rhythmic, and it's predictable. And that will help to down-regulate the nervous system, which they need to be able to do. You've got humming, which you can do. Bubble breaths, so blowing through a bubble wand. And the other one that's really good, especially for young girls as well, which I love to play, it's like putting a teddy bear or quite a lightweight beanbag or something on their belly. They lay down, knees bent, feet flat. And every time they breathe in, what should happen? If they're belly breathing, the object will rise like the man on the mountain, as I call it. And then as they breathe out, the man goes into the valley because the tummy falls. And what that does It avoids the overstimulation in the chest and the upper body. So it stops them having hyperventilated shallow breathing, which acidifies the body. So it allows the diaphragm to work freely and it helps to expand the breath, which is really, really good. And then, of course, you can do fascia breath, which is like place one hand on the lower belly, one hand on the pelvic bowl. And so as they inhale, they soften around the hand, right? And then they feel the hand, so the hand sort of lifts. And then when they exhale, they feel the hand gently melt into their body and sort of get wider. Because when you breathe in, obviously the hand goes into a dome shape. When you breathe out, it flattens, so it feels wider. But what that helps to do is unlock the tension that's held deep in the fascia and the pelvic floor, and it connects the breath to emotional safety. So those are just a couple of the breathing patterns that they can do, which is really good. Don't forget grounding as well. It's really good. And this is a great one for grounding, for overwhelm or shutdown or disassociation. And why this is really great is because it will activate the prefrontal cortex and bring it back into now. So when they're having a little moment or whatever, you can adapt the method, but it's great. It's called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. So literally, five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste or say you like about yourself. That's such a great, great method to use. And that's sensory grounding. For those that really struggle with touch, a nice small bag or box filled with fabric stones, clay beads, or anything that they can touch when they feel overwhelmed. And this helps them to stimulate. For others, it will calm. For some, it will make them observe and adapt accordingly. But that's really, really good. You have the elephant sway. So you've got soft knees. You've got your arms dangling by your side and they're swaying from side to side. And you kind of exhale and you breathe. Your arms go one way. You inhale, they go the other. So you're just swaying. And it just connects the breath to rhythm and the vestibular awareness. And it's very, very good for just stimulating the vestibular system, which is the eyes, the inner ear and the jaw. Remaining level on the horizon. So that's just a few things you can do to help. Now, I really do hope that this show has inspired people. Like I said, I'd love to do an unfiltered for you know, just a real good active session for young girls to come to and parents. If that's something that you want, Pelvic Secrets at iCloud. Remember, I'm on Instagram at Pelvic Secrets and TikTok. And X when I go on there. I'm on Facebook, Jenny with an I. So it's Jennifer minus the F-E-R is Jenny with an I. JennyRussell.com. You can find me there. So you can go on to JennyRussell.com. And you can also find me at Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. And lastly, you can find me on LinkedIn. Jenny Russell. I'm Jenny Russell on LinkedIn. Wearing a lovely purple dress. But I've run out of time and I've actually thoroughly enjoyed doing this show. I want to thank my sister-in-law for giving me permission to share this beautiful information and thank my niece for opening up herself to me and being open and vulnerable and allowing me to share too. So until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, stay well. And share it with someone else because it may just be what they're looking for. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.